Hello, ATS. This is Biggie Smalls again. Monday, January 28th, and I'm coming to you on ATS Paranormal. This could also go under Aliens and UFO, but I believe personally that it's more of a spiritual experience than rather a UFO alien type contact experience. I'm actually responding to a thread that was in Aliens UFOs by a user named Paul the Seeker. And that was about his green entities and his contact with them. I was trying to emphasize in the actual thread itself that these things are real because I have seen them. I've only seen one of them, and I believe it's only been on one occasion. And this happened to be a meditation experience that really kind of blew my mind, and I'll get into that. I've actually made a few posts about this on ATS before, and I don't know, it hasn't really had much response, and I guess it's been kind of isolated into a few threads, The Higher Light and a couple by Steve R. Let me begin by just kind of giving a little background of what I was doing prior to this meditation. This was at a college I had been attending for about a semester at that point. It might have been the second semester. And I had been doing a lot of spiritual practices, meditating. I was trying to be a vegetarian for a little while. It didn't really work out that well. But anyway, I had decided to enter this meditation for the purpose of seeing another version of myself. That was kind of the goal. I said, self, I would like to see another version, the one that's not a human, that might look completely different, that's going to freak me out. And believe me, I did get pretty freaked out. All right, so I was lying in my bed. I know you're not always supposed to lie down, you're supposed to be more in a sitting position meditating, but for me, sometimes I like to lie down. And I was kind of like one of the first times I meditated. I was only a few months into it, so I was still a very new meditator. So I'm lying down, close my eyes, take a really deep breath for probably 10, 15 minutes, and just kind of get like the little buzzy, very lightheaded feeling for a while, really nice kind of body buzz, all natural, no drugs or anything. I was completely sober, aside from meditating. And then essentially my viewpoint changed. I was originally just kind of staring at a black wall in my face, or I was staring at the wall, the ceiling, and then my whole face, eyelids were black, and all of a sudden this kind of humanoid figure appears, and at first I didn't really know what it was. It's kind of, oh, that's a little blob, and I'm just seeing things. And then an actual figure appeared essentially out of nowhere, and it had like kind of a misty, like a mist around it, and I wasn't, I don't know, really clear at first what it was. And then it started to come into picture more, very, very, very slowly, and this green being is standing in front of me. Kind of like a, I wouldn't consider a reptilian, but had a humanoid body, pretty muscular, but at the same time, it was not very, it wasn't jacked. It was like a very clean cut, I guess you'd say. Didn't have any visible clothing on. You know, I couldn't see any private parts. It just looked like, kind of like a humanoid being with no real sexual features at all. So that was a little strange, you know. No breasts. I kind of felt like it was a female, but I didn't know. There's no, obviously, sexual parts for me to see that, you know, verify it's a male or a female. I just knew it was something I didn't know what it was. That's all I knew at that point. No visual hair to speak of. It looked like it was pretty bald. I mean, I guess you can't really see hair on humans either unless you're looking really close besides her head and her facial hair. So this thing was, I don't know, let's say 5, 10, 6 feet. About that, I mean, I can't tell exactly, I'm just guessing, but, so I'm lying in my bed, and this thing essentially pops into midair right in front of me, and I guess distance-wise, I would say it looked like it was standing on my ceiling, essentially, let's say 4 feet above my head, this thing was kind of hovering there, and it looked like it was standing on something, so I'm guessing it was another dimension, and I don't really care if you think I'm crazy or not, Trust me, I have plenty of people call me crazy anyway this point. But my personal experience is that this thing was real, and it was not my imagination, and had very large green eyes, kind of like like humans, but very pronounced. I mean, I guess you see like those, the gray kind of eyes, the gray alien eyes, the big, big black eyes, really no features on all, just like two big solid black eyes and, you know, kind of like pointing at the end, and the like a human's eyes comes to, you know, 2 points. No tear ducts, just look, and the face is kind of just like a expression, motionless face. And, let me get into like, how I felt. I didn't feel threatened at all. It wasn't like this thing was trying to hurt me, but at the same time, I didn't feel safe because I didn't think I like was like, oh, it's an angel I'm seeing and I'm going to be saved and it's God trying to speak to me. You know, it was a very strange experience, and I really can't describe it to you other than how I've kind of laid it out now. You'd have to see it. And from my interpretation of where it came from, it felt kind of like a water creature. I don't think it was like one of those things that zip around those UFOs. For the most part, I believe those are U.S. military or, you know, military in general. And I'm not saying every contact UFO experience is a human. I think a lot of them aren't. But this particular time for me was definitely not human. Definitely, more than likely, was not of this dimension. And all I can say was that it didn't seem like it was threatening me at all. It was just observing. And I think Paul the Seeker was mentioning in his thread that they like to do that. And I don't really know if he has experience with that personally or not. But for me, his thread kind of struck a chord. And I'm actually doing this on request from another user, this podcast, and he actually wanted to get some insight. So this is my experience, and I will be adding to it periodically. I need to kind of finish some things up right now, and I'll get back to you guys. ATS, this is Biggie Smalls out. Peace.